Meanwhile, President Trump flexing America's power on the world stage, the commander-in-chief announcing late last night that a senior ISIS commander has been killed.
That victory in the war on terror comes just a day after Trump's return from his historic summit in China with President Xi Jinping.
Madeline Rivera is live from Washington with the details. Hey, Maddie.
Hi, good morning. President Trump saying onto social, this was a complicated joint mission carried out by the U.S. military and the armed forces of Nigeria. The president indicates sources have been tracking Abu Bilal al-Manouki's, keeping the U.S. and Nigeria informed of what the ISIS leader has been doing. The president of Nigeria saying al-Manouki, along with several of his lieutenants, were killed during a strike on his compound in Lake Chad Basin. President Trump says al-Manouki, the second in command of ISIS globally, will, quote, no longer terrorize the people of Africa or help plan operations to target Americans. With his removal, ISIS's global operation is greatly diminished.